Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of The Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. So today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll talk about imagining abundance. What would abundance really look like? Most of us are so trained to believe in scarcity, we can't even imagine what a truly prosperous and abundant world would look like. We'll talk about the possibilities and options. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that our new fall prosperity program, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business, has been rescheduled and reformatted. This telephone program is now being offered as an 8-week program with classes for 8 consecutive Tuesdays from next Tuesday, October 27th, through December 15th. So our prosperity training starts next Tuesday, and we hope you will decide to join the abundant universe. We'll also offer a follow-on coaching program to begin in early February. The advantage to this structure is that it gives you a head start to help you bring in money quickly for the holidays. Your investment is only $195 or $65 for 3 months. And if you're ready to create prosperity for the holidays and all days, check out this program. We're so confident that it can assist you in your prosperity that it has a money-back guarantee. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, look for the link to the Fall 8 Keys Prosperity classes under What's New. Now, I also want to let you know that I'll be speaking in Bellevue, Washington tonight, Friday, October 23rd, from 8 to 9 p.m. at the Friends Philosophy and Tea House on Bell Red Road across from Applebee's. Now, my topic will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2010, Creating a Sustainable Economy. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call Friends Philosophy and Tea at 425-641-4364. That number again, 425-641-4364. And lastly, in case you haven't heard, the printed 2010 Good Timing Guides are here. So if you didn't pre-order one, now is the time to claim yours. The new year will be here really soon, so be sure you have the help of the universe for all your projects and important tasks. And to get your copy of the 2010 Good Timing Guide, order it online at our Polaris store. Just go to askmadeline.com and click on the link to the Polaris store, or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Wow, let's start with the good news. Starting today, October 23rd, we're in range of the cycle Venus trine Jupiter, one of the most wonderful abundance cycles there is. This cycle peaks on October 28th, and it stays in range through November 2nd. Now, Monday, October 26th, the moon gets involved in this, and we have the moon with Jupiter trining Venus. Now, this adds super abundant high growth. So if you have something really important to do related to money or growth, Monday, October 26th is the best date to do it. Now for even more good news. Just after Venus trines Jupiter, Venus also trines Chiron, one of the best financial aspects there is. That cycle comes into range on October 26th. It peaks next Saturday on Halloween and stays in range through November 6th. But if you have a good timing guide, you know that the last good final result in the first week of November is November 5th. So if you're trying to take advantage of this cycle, do it by November 5th. Venus trine Chiron has statistically been shown to be a super financial aspect. And I'll talk about some of the great ways to use all this abundant energy in the next show segment when I discuss imagining abundance. Now, as if that isn't enough already, we also get the cycle of Venus trine Neptune. Oh, we love it. This cycle is great for romance and love. It's particularly fun to watch romantic movies, go to a wine fest, be on the water, or just do your most favorite romantic pastime with the one you love. This cycle can also be expansive financially, but it has one challenge to it. You can spend a lot of money and not even notice. So be careful with all that newfound abundance. This cycle comes into range on October 28th and peaks on November 2nd. It stays in range through November 6th, but remember, November 5th is the last day with a good final result for the week of November, for the first week of November. Okay. Now, moving on from all that abundance and romance, we also have the cycle of Sun square Mars. Wow. That cycle has a lot of energy. It's easy to get agitated when we have so much energy, so it's important to do something with it. The Sun is in Scorpio, so some physical pleasure on the sexual side will fit in nicely with all the romantic energy. You can also use this energy for other physical activities like cleaning, hiking, outdoor sports. It's important to do something with it because otherwise it can turn into anger. And of course, anger, frustration, or resentment will only push away that prosperity, so don't go there. Sun square Mars is in range today, October 23rd through November 9th, and it peaks in the very wee hours of October 29th. Now, speaking of Mars, which represents our physical energy, our motivations, and the actions that we take, last week Mars moved into the sign of Leo. And last week I mentioned that Mars is going to be in this sign for a very long time until June 7th, 2010. This is so important that I'm mentioning it again. Mars is going to stay in Leo for almost 8 months because it's going to retrograde or move backwards in this sign. Now that will start on December 20th through March 10th. And this is one of the primary reasons that we don't have good start dates after November 5th. Because after that date, Mars goes into the mode of trying to do too much with too little time and money. Well, we know that one, don't we? That's the cycle of Mars opposite Jupiter. But before Mars can complete that cycle, he moves backwards, and Mars never completes that aspect. Now, what does that mean? It means that if you start a project after November 5th, it will never complete. So my advice is this. Either start now or forget it until late March or April of next year. And remember, if you start a project after November 5th, it will not complete. So save your time, money, and energy. Either start now or wait until spring. Next, the Sun has another cycle, which is Sun sextile Pluto. Now, sextiles are opportunities, and this cycle is an opportunity to align yourself with someone who has more power. Or it can also be an opportunity to transform yourself in such a way that you become more of your authentic self. Now, the important thing to remember is that it's an opportunity. It won't beat you over the head to do something. If you don't take advantage of the opportunity, it will pass you by. This cycle of Sun sextile Pluto came into range today. And it peaks tomorrow on October 24th and stays in range through October 26th. Now, I want to give you a correction for a cycle I mentioned last week. Saturn will change signs and move into the sign of Libra on October 29th. Now, last week I said it would do this on Halloween. Well, it's close, but a few days sooner. And since it's happening next Thursday instead of on Saturday, there are some interesting economic implications to this. As soon as Saturn moves into Libra, it will immediately be faced with a major challenge from Pluto. Saturn square Pluto comes officially into range on October 29th, and it stays in range on and off until late October 2010. It peaks for the first time on November 15th. So here's the deal. Saturn square Pluto is about transforming structures. Yes, more permanent changes to structures and processes. We still need them. In spite of the incredible meltdown we had last year with the economy, the long overdue changes have not all occurred yet. But mark my words, they will occur with this cycle. We may even see some of these major changes occur next week. and they could include a major change to the banking system and or the Federal Reserve. And if they do occur next week, they're likely to be very large financial changes because the large financial cycles that we have now would encourage that. Now, two things to note about this in particular. The U.S. dollar has been in a major downturn this month. Essentially, that means our U.S. dollar is devaluing as I speak, and it will buy less and less. With Saturn square Pluto, this situation will intensify, so watch for the U.S. dollar to continue sliding, oil to continue going up, and gold to jump higher again. Plus, watch for structural changes to the Federal Reserve between now and next October. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's still free, and it's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. Just the simple process of registering for it so we can send it to you each week. To do so, go to the website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I know we're headed off to a break, so what does an abundant life look and feel like? We're so trained in scarcity, many of us can't even imagine what it would be like. And when I come back after this short break, I'll talk about imagining abundance. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now, life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Thank you. Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about imagining abundance. Now, what would an abundant world really look like? Most of us are so trained to believe in scarcity, we can't even imagine what that would be like. So I'm going to talk about some of the possibilities, and after this, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. So first of all, let's talk about what abundance is. Certainly, prosperity includes more than enough money to meet all your needs, but really, that's just a small part of abundance. It's so much more than just money. An abundant world does not include scarcity, and that means there are more than enough resources to go around. Yes, more than enough energy to go around. More than enough food, clean water, clean air, more than enough resources to build homes, cars, and other products. There's more than enough information and knowledge available for students and workers, and there are more than enough solutions available for all types of challenges. But it's even a lot more than that. Abundance includes abundant time. Yes, enough time to do all the things that are important to you. It also includes plenty of time to spend in important relationships. Plus, it includes an abundance of relationships or contacts who are ready to assist you when you need help or you want to collaborate on projects. So what would this actually look like? Can you even imagine a world with more than enough energy to meet everyone's needs? Remember, everything is made up of energy. Money is made of energy. Everything you can see around you is made up of energy. In fact, everything in this entire galaxy and universe is made up of energy. Now, many years ago, Nikola Tesla figured out a way to create free energy. And some say it involved free energy from the Earth itself. We don't really know how it worked because it was stopped by those who want to distribute electricity on a grid and charge for it. Now, what's important, though, is that the potential for free energy exists. And it's a lot more than just hypothetical. We actually have people like Dr. Stephen Greer working on projects that could create unlimited energy. Yes, unlimited energy, and it wouldn't come from fossil fuels. Now, let's talk about money for a moment. What is money? Money is just a form of energy that allows us to exchange energy with other people. So if we actually had unlimited energy, we would also have more than enough money for everyone's needs. In other words, energetically, it's hard to create unlimited energy until we're ready for unlimited money. And that may be the main reason why we don't have it today. We're so convinced that scarcity is everywhere, we can't even imagine this possibility. So at the moment, we're not yet an energetic match to having unlimited energy and resources. So let's start changing that right now. I'm going to take you on a short journey. And if you're someplace where you can close your eyes and listen, that's the best way to take this journey. But if not, just listen, and perhaps later you can re-listen to this show again. So let's get started on this journey to imagine abundance. Now just relax and listen. You're at your workplace in the Scarcity Institute when everyone is called together for a big meeting and announcement. Oh no. You can feel it coming before you even hear the words. You know the worst has finally happened, and you're not surprised. The energy there has been fearful and desperate for months. Now, even knowing this, you cringe when you hear the actual words. Everyone is laid off. The company is closing. Your severance pay is calculated according to your length of service. Your managers have your final paycheck. Everyone has been paid through today and for any accumulated vacation time due. There's more, but you're in too much pain to hear the rest. At home that night, as you're sinking into grief and wondering what you're going to do next, you get a call from a friend. This friend is from another country, and she's about to head back. She's called to invite you to join her when she returns to her native country. She invites you to join her for at least 3 to 4 weeks, but she lets you know you can stay as long as you like. All your needs will be met, she says, including your airfare. In your present financial situation, you're not about to argue over who pays for what. This sounds pretty good to you, and you decide that, yes, you really need a break and some fun. So you decide to go, and your spirits lift. Now, getting laid off wasn't such a bad thing after all, because now you can take this trip. The following week, you arrive at the airport, bags in hand and ready to travel to your friend's homeland. You find your friend waiting for you there at the ticket counter, but something looks strange. She's only carrying a small purse. She sees your bags and exclaims, "Oh, you won't need your bags. All your needs will be met." You are noticeably distressed at this announcement, since you clearly want to bring your baggage with you. You've packed for every contingency, and you don't want to leave anything behind. Now, soon, you're being helped at the ticket counter when the ticket agent says to you, "No baggage is allowed on that flight. Country rules." Your friend jumps in to reassure you. "It's okay. You don't need any baggage there. Everything's been prepared for you, and all your needs will be met." Your luggage is sent to long-term storage as you contemplate where you're going. What kind of a country doesn't allow you to bring baggage? Finally, on the plane, you get a chance to ask your friend about this country. "The name of the country is Nerring's Leave," she says, "and it means nourishment for life." Everything will be explained when you get there, but there's no need to worry. You can have whatever you want. This sounds pretty incredible to you, and you can hardly wait to get there. You spend the rest of the journey imagining what you could have. You decide this will be a good way to get some new clothes. You finally arrive at your friend's home. It's a large, beautiful home with plenty of space and a gorgeous yard. You're introduced to a special room. Your friend calls it the joy room. Whenever you want anything, just come in here and describe what you want. Be as specific as you can, though. The more details, the better. Pictures and drawings are good. Nothing is off limits. You can have whatever you want. It will be delivered to you shortly. In the meantime, a wardrobe has been provided for you in your room until you have time to create what you want. You look astounded at this, so your friend demonstrates. She stands in the center of the room and says, "I want a delicious dinner of lobster Newburgh with wild rice and a salad of mixed garden greens and veggies. To drink, I'll have some Gewürztraminer white wine. I also want enough of this for my friend." And then she turns to you and says, "We better get ready for dinner. It will be served shortly." The next day, you find yourself at the bank with your friend. "It'll be easier if you get some local currency," your friend explains. "Plus, your bank account has been waiting for you." Again, you're stunned. What does your friend mean? Where is all this money coming from? Your friend tries to explain. "You have the equivalent of $500,000 to get you started. If there's anything you want that's too big for the joy room to deliver, such as a car or a house, you can just buy it with this. If you spend that, there will be more. You can never run out of money." By this time, you are really in shock. You've never heard of any country that operates like this, and you don't understand how this can be real. Maybe you're dreaming. Your friend tries to explain again. "Whatever we want, we create it joyfully. There's never any lack here. There's no need for lack. We use our energy to create whatever we want. I'll explain it all to you over time. There's a lot to learn." The next day, you go to where your friend works, at Abundant Enterprises. You're mystified. Why do they work when they can have anything they want? "We have fun at work, creating great things. There are lots of exciting challenges and opportunities. No one here would choose not to work. It's an extension of who we are. We love it." Finally, that night, you demand an explanation. Nothing you've seen makes sense. How can their country operate this way, so differently from yours? Your friend begins to explain. "Here, we live in the abundant universe. Your country could live here too, but most people can't see this even exists. That's why I went to study your country, to find out if people there are ready to leave the scarce universe and come to the abundant one. A few people there already live in it, but for the most part, your people believe there's a limited supply of everything. It's not true. It's just a centuries-old myth. The universe is always ready to supply your needs. All you need to do is joyfully tell it what you want, and you will find the best way to bring it to you. There's only one catch. To make this work, you must live in joy and gratitude. We're always thankful for everything we have, and when we're done with something, we recycle it back so the energy can be used to create something else. There's never a lack of anything. There's more than enough to go around for everyone in the entire universe." Now, after being there a month, you're getting the hang of it. You have a new wardrobe, a new car, a new computer, several books. You've taken some trips. You even found you work that you absolutely love to do. And you're thinking about staying. Wow, what a difference. You can't believe such a great place even existed. and now you're there. You don't know where this journey will lead, but one thing is for sure, you're learning a whole new way to live. Now, if you've got your eyes closed, just gradually open them up and come back into the room and start thinking about joining the abundant universe. Now, I know we're headed off to a break. So do you have a question for me? After the short break, I'll be taking your calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perth Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio. Powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perth Go Green. Visit perthgogreen.com. Green by choice.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Perth Go Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perth Go Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perth Go Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit perfgogreen.com. That's perfgogreen.com.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. 930-2819. And after taking your calls, I'll also give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first, before I take your calls, just want to remind you that if you're ready to move into the abundant universe, you can learn how to do this by taking our prosperity training program that starts next Tuesday, October 27th. 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business is great for anyone who works in business, owns a business, or just wants to learn how to live a prosperous life. This is a telephone program, so you can take it from any location. And you can learn more by going to our website at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And just click on the link under What's New for our Fall 8 Keys Prosperity Classes. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and it's always nice to have you, Madeline. I just want to say thank you for being a part of the Alternative Talk family here.
Oh, you're welcome. I love being here.
It's the holiday spirits coming inside. You know, I just can't help feeling family. You know what I mean? It's the best part. Well, Julia is going to join us. She's calling in from Des Moines, Washington. She has a timing question. You said earlier in the show about, you know, starting new projects and so forth. Well, she's currently in the middle of a project, and or she might want to start another one.
And
she has a question about that. So her
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her information is March 31st of 63 at 12:05 a.m. in the backyard, Seattle, Washington. So, Julie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Julie.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, and let me explain to everybody that for a timing question, I probably do not need your birth date chart information, but tell me what your situation is for your project.
Well, I'm currently teach classes, and I subscribed to your newsletter, and so I was working on my proposal and getting them submitted at this powerful time. And then I was reading that you had mentioned not to start new projects after November 5th.
Right.
I'm working on a proposal for these classes, but the class doesn't actually start until January.
Do you know what time it would start in January?
Well, it would be the first of the year. It'd be like the first Monday or the first Tuesday of the year.
Okay. So that's going to be during Mars retrograde and Mercury retrograde, which is going to be very challenging for starting something new during that time. If you could wait until after January 15th, you would at least get past Mercury retrograde. But if you're going to start the very first week, and even any later in January, too, you might consider starting it as a pilot project. In other words, something where you're going to evaluate it for something later on, and you're going to reevaluate it and decide what parts of this program work, what parts don't work, and improve it from there. Because if you try to launch it as just a regular class, you know, here's the class, and that's it, you know, we've got it figured out kind of thing, it's probably you're not going to have enough people for it, or, you know, it's going to be a challenging time. If people have to pay for the class, they may not even have money for it.
Well, and I guess it's kind of hard because January, see, I teach fitness. In January, that tends to be one of my busiest months because, of course, everybody has got their resolutions to lose weight and exercise more. So January.
But you might give people 2 weeks.
Okay.
I would wait at least 2 weeks. You know, wait until after Mercury retrograde, you know, goes direct again. Because, and I think it does that on January 15th.
Okay, perfect.
I would wait until after January 15th. So, you know, the following Monday. Wow.
Okay.
The following Monday has an orange final result. That's the 18th. The 19th also has an orange final result. You might consider starting on the 20th or the 21st.
Okay, you're right.
And you have to start after 10:37 on the 20th if you started on that Wednesday because there's a timeout until then.
The 20th.
So wait until then at least because otherwise, you know, you're not even going to – and, you know, Mercury will still be slow, you see. Even at that point, it'll still be slow, so – So I know it seems like everybody's ready to rock and roll, but they're not going to be ready to rock and roll.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Do it as some kind of a you know, do it like a trial project. You know, a test market.
Okay.
Here's a new way to lose weight. Let's try this.
Okay.
You know, and we're going to do this as a pilot program, and because it's a pilot program, you're going to get a discount.
Okay.
And then you're going to need to give us feedback, you know, because you're getting this big discount.
Right. Okay. Well,
okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for calling in.
All right. That leaves another line open at 1-800-930-2819 at the Cosmic Connections with Madeline show. Oh, Madeline, you're just going through these callers so quickly. I love it.
Oh, my gosh. So I think we should look at you, Benny.
Well, you know what? I've already clicked over to Lori Ann, so let's take her first.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I dodged another bullet. Anyways, I'm just kidding.
Okay, what is Lori Ann?
Just kidding. Let's see, Lori Ann's information. She's calling in from Bellevue, and she was born on 8/18 of 69.
18/19/69, okay?
Yeah, at 4:43 a.m.
4:43 a.m., okay.
In Rochester, New York.
Okay.
All right.
Somebody who has their actual birth date, and we love it, okay?
I know, to the T. And,
yeah.
Of course, Lori's question for today, Lori Ann's question today is, she's working on a new company, and she wants to know if it's looking good or prosperous for the future. So, Lori Ann, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Lori Ann.
Good morning.
Have you already started your company with the state?
I'm sorry?
Have you already started your new company with the state?
Yes, I have. I filed those papers almost 2 years ago.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. The reason I'm asking is because you have that filing with the state, your business actually is a different entity from yourself. And so, actually, your business money shows up differently from your own personal money.
I see.
In the chart from when you started your company. So, if you call me back with that information, I can tell you what's going to happen to your company. Now, let me look for you. I have your birth data up here. It looks like. Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
It looks like you have a lot of relationships that are coming into your life now, and some of those relationships could be customers. Has that happened for you lately?
Yes, it has.
And what kind of business do you have?
I started a nonprofit book publishing company.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. And when you say nonprofit, what kind of books do you publish?
Well, we're pretty open, but the three that we have slated for the spring are all very different. One honors multicultural adoption and forever families.
Oh, cool.
Another one is a peace anthology.
Oh,
and
wow.
The third is a food lore anthology where writers have invented their own origin myths for their favorite foods along with recipes.
Oh, wow. That sounds very interesting. So
a lot of fun to work on. Yeah,
it does. It sounds like it's a lot of fun. Yes, and you've probably, you know, been going through a lot of changes over the past year, at least structural changes in your life. So that part is going to move on, but you still have ahead of you a little bit of a situation where you're either working really, 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 really hard, or
mm-hmm.
you're. And you're working really hard in order to accomplish some major task, or you're breaking up some intolerable situation. And depending on which way that particular task goes, you may find that, you know, when you're working really, really, really hard, if you're stressed out, that you may be pushing money away from you.
Okay.
So just be cautious, you know, when you're going into that mode. And anytime we're in negative energy, we're actually and a lot of that we're not very conscious of because we're so trained to be in stress, anxiety mode without even noticing it, literally. And so anytime we're in that, we're literally pushing money away from it. So you want to find your balance, your center point, where you can be in joyful service to others without being stressed out.
That sounds good.
You know, so... Yeah, and, you know, that's one of the things that we teach in our Eight Keys program. So when you're in that situation, you know, have some kind of reminders around you that, you know, keep you focused on being in joyful service so that you keep your energy positive rather than going into this sort of hyper-stress mode.
You know, okay.
Where you get anxious, mm-hmm. Okay? And then call me back when you have your business date. You don't even need a time for a business, just the date and the location where it was started with the state.
Okay.
Okay? You can call me back with that, and I can tell you what your business will be doing financially.
Thank you very much.
Okay? You're welcome. So do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls. I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth, date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Did you know Greek yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also the probiotic bacteria in Greek yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Creating a fulfilling life is now easy with the Code to Successful Living given to you in one 90-minute human design reading. Chetan Parkin describes your life and being in vivid detail. See his new book, published by HarperCollins, Human Design, Discover the Person You Were Born to Be, at humandesignforusall.com or call 760-298-0918. That's 760-298-0918 and visit humandesignforusall.com.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in just 1 hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Hear what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths with pioneering experts and real-life stories. Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Visit thecatjamesshow.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Right now, I'm taking one or two calls, but I believe we already have all the callers we can handle for today. And after that, I'll give you the prosperity tip of the week. Also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get headed in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and, you know, most Seattleites around here are quick on the ball and, you know, technology friends around here. So Lorianne actually ran and got her information about her business. And so let's see if we can finish up with her. Lorianne, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure. So go ahead and finish up with Madeline.
Okay, Lorianne. Right. When was your company started with the state?
It was filed on March 7th of 2008.
March 7th, 2008. Okay, and... where was it filed? In Olympia or? Where?
Right, online, but through the Secretary of State in Olympia.
Right,
yes,
Olympia.
State.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, good. Okay, so let me have a look at this, and then we'll. Okay. So you're wanting to know about the prosperity for this company. Well, let's see. Just going to look at a different view of this chart here. The company looks like it has what I call steady income, and that's a good thing. I mean, is that what your experience is so far?
Well, we're still in the creation mode. We haven't actually put our product out there. That won't happen until spring.
So I wouldn't say
we're at the point where we're bringing in income yet. But things are moving along steadily, if that makes sense.
Okay, yes. Okay, so, it looks like it has the potential for steady income. And it actually has some high growth potential, too. So, you know, and profitability-wise, it looks like it's a little bit seasonal. Is that possible?
Yeah, because it would depend on the two primary points in the year that we will be pushing out books.
Okay, so you have times when there'll be, you know, large profitability, and then other times when it will be a little more calmer and maybe not so much profitability, a little bit what we call erratic or seasonal.
Okay.
You know, but it has, potential for some growth in it, which is good. And so, yeah, I think you've got a very, positive situation here for your potential for your company in terms of profitability.
Wonderful.
Yes, yes. So
yeah,
keep at it. Yeah, and next spring that would, good time to contact me next spring before you bring it out so you can get a good launch date.
All right. That sounds great.
Okay,
thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Betty, do we have another caller?
Kay is now calling in from Seattle. Her birth information is 5-3 of 45 at 7:10 a.m. in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She's looking for more wealth, aren't we all? Kay, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Kay.
Hi, Madeline. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. I see you're a Taurus, and Tauruses are very interested in wealth.
Yes, and weird things have been going on with my wealth these days, and so I'm wondering if things are going to straighten out and if I'm going to, gain back some of this wealth that I've lost.
But what happened to your wealth that you lost?
Well, I have children, and they have had major problems, and so I've had to spend the money that I put aside for them.
Okay, well, let me see here. Your children, yes, you've had you've had some interesting things going on there. Now, that part is pretty much not completely over, but you'll get a little break from it.
Yeah,
from that. Probably you'll get past this by the middle of next year, and where your kids are kind of depleting you, and actually right now you actually have an opportunity to gain some wealth for abundance right now. Now, that could just be money coming in, you know, from your career or something like that. A bonus, perhaps, or something like that. Is there anything like that going on?
No.
Nothing like that happening. Well,
no, I don't,
you know what
I
would
work.
Do? If I were you, I would start thanking the universe for having already provided you some unexpected money.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would do it every day until it shows up. And do it for at least 17 seconds each time you do it, and do it for a minimum of 68 seconds each day. And I would just be absolutely joyful that unexpected money is showing up for you each and every day.
Does it look like it's going to come? I mean, in...
But there's a cycle right now for it, right now.
Okay.
So,
through what? Through how long? About how long?
Well, probably the next few weeks.
Mm.
Let's see. Let me see how long is Jupiter going to stay at 17. You know, it's fairly short term because although Jupiter's starting to move now, he's not going to stay there for too long. Let's see. He's going to be there 17. Yeah, through early part of November, like the first half of November.
Okay.
Okay, so you'd really like to, you know, be focusing on this right now, especially because next week we have high abundance opportunities as it is. So this is really ideal for you to be doing it right now so that when Monday comes, you know, the universe is delivering to you some unexpected money.
Super.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and good luck. And your other situation will, you know, like I say, by the middle of next year, it'll start to... get a little better.
Great. Looking forward
okay.
to it.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Okay, now each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. We forget that thoughts are things. Yes, to us they feel quite fleeting and without any form or substance. But the problem is that our thoughts have energy, and they put out a certain energy into the universe as we think or say them. It's that energy which continues to come back to us in the form of a reality that matches what we think or say. Wow. Can we be responsible enough to create the majority of our thoughts as positive ones? That's the $64,000 question. But the answer is yours. You get to choose each and every day, moment to moment, which type of thoughts you decide to think and speak. The better your choices are, the more prosperous you are. So think some positive thoughts. Now, next Friday on October 30th, tune into my scary, scary show about what happened on 9/11. The biggest crime we've ever experienced in this country has not been solved, and it continues to negatively impact the health and well-being of this country. With Saturn square Pluto starting next week, we may see some interesting developments related to this event. I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for our 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business teleprogram that starts next Tuesday, so you can be part of the abundant universe. And also, while you're there, be sure to order one of the new 2010 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. Or you can call us toll-free to arrange a consultation or timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, you can get a 30-minute consultation for love, money, or career for just $85. So get headed in the right direction that way. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.